We want you to think about something this morning for just a little while. We pray that the Holy Spirit impresses it upon your heart that you not forget for quite some time what we're about to share this morning. I have in my hand here a little pack of mustard seeds. These are called giant red mustard seeds. There's 150 of them in this pack. Many people, it's in the horticultural area, those farmers and planters say that you can plant these in the late summer and have a nice harvest in the fall. And I thought about these little old seeds here. And I thought about their potential. Then I thought about how that the good Lord has planted in our lives, how that we today have potential. So our sermon thought is this, dear friends, doing all we can to do all that we can. These mustard seeds, you plant them in the right conditions, in the right environment, they will thrive. They will flourish. They will grow. They will be hardy. They have potential, and they're designed to fulfill that potential. I thought about that in comparison with brothers and sisters and blood-bought believers, how that we today have potential, and that we, under the right circumstances and in the perfect environment, can grow mightily. Mightily. If you have your Bibles and would like to turn with us today, turn with us to the Gospel of John. The Gospel of St. John, chapter 15. Doing all that we can. In the Gospel of John, in chapter number 15, in verse number 5, the Word of God tells us, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Oh, dear friends, when the Holy Spirit led us to this subject, the Lord began to remind me how that we are created and designed to do all that we possibly can. We today, as blood-bought believers, have a purpose, and the good Lord has put us in an environment so that we can thrive despite all the elements and all the things that can come upon us. I tell you today, dear friends, when you look at what God has done and what the Lord desires to do, you're bound in any way, form, or fashion. Because praise be to God, it is endless to your potential. And I believe today, on the authority of God's Word, that the Lord has blessed us and enabled us to do all we can. You say, Brother Lynn, why is that so important? It is important today, dear friends, because there are so many in the world around us that needs the fruit that we Christians are able to bear. I believe, dear friends, that when you look here at this passage of Scripture from John chapter 15, you will find there that Jesus Christ is making his way from the upper room, and he's on his way to the Garden of Gethsemane. You see, dear friends, the Lord had ministered greatly with his disciples. He had blessed them and encouraged them in that trying time they found themselves. But you see, dear friends, when you look at the desire of Jesus Christ Christ, you see that he knew that those that was about him had potential to grow and to thrive and to be the very best they possibly can be. Let us today, dear friends, declare his name and have a desire in our heart to do all we can and be the best we can be, because he is so wonderful and good to us. God has provided, and the Lord has blessed. And I believe, dear friends, that Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, seen the potential in these ragtag disciples. I thought about that these days of late, because God has blessed us and enabled us to thrive in the midst of hardship. For you see, dear friends, the Lord has blessed us in a place that we can declare his word. He's blessed us to be in a place to glorify his name. And I praise him for that, because I can tell you, with all that's going on in the world today, the world needs to see the children of God thriving to be the best that they can. You see, dear friends, we find ourselves sometimes in a difficult situation. We find ourselves sometimes in circumstances that's not too favorable. But I can tell you, like these old mustard seeds, when the seeds are planted and the ground's a little moist and the temperature is just right and the sun begins to rise, something, praise God, happens. And I tell you today, bloodbought believer, when you're in the presence of the Holy Spirit, and the Lord is desiring to woo you and to help you and to tweak you, the Son will enable you to rise and do something glorious in his name. I thought about that when I thought about these little seeds. You can look at the world around us and see that it may say there's nothing to this. But you plant these little seeds, and after a while, they'll begin to germinate, they'll begin to sprout, and they'll begin to grow. And they have a purpose to grow to the very best of their ability, to not be hindered in any way, form, or fashion. You see, they are designed to thrive. Every blood-bought believer is designed to thrive and to grow and praise God produce. Jesus said, I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. These seeds can do nothing if they're not in the right environment. We today can do nothing without him. But praise be to God, through him and by him, all things are possible. I began to focus upon that. And the Lord, to our heart, the Holy Spirit began to remind me what occurred there in the Gospel of Mark in chapter 1 in the first Galilean ministry. The Bible teaches us that Jesus is coming along the shore, and he comes upon Peter and Andrew. They were fishers. And the Bible says in verse 16 and 17 of Mark chapter 1, now as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said unto them, come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. What was Jesus saying? You follow call me, and I will enable you to thrive. I will put in your life the conditions that's needed to glorify the Father. What Jesus was saying then is what Jesus is saying today. You and I have potential, and we are to have a desire in our heart to do all, praise God, we can. You see, dear friends, those old mustard seeds here, they don't grow a few inches and just decide to quit. They don't. Because when the sun comes and the moisture comes and the ingredients and the chemical agents in the soil begin to activate, they will grow. What the Word wants us to know today is that God has put everything in our lives today to grow and to prosper and to be nourished by Spirit. It's God's desire that we not stifle, that we not oppress, but we do what is the will of God. You see, dear friends, you know what separates our environments from these seeds' environment behind us here? We have free will. We have free will. You have free will to decide whether you grow or not to grow. Now, we can blame everybody, and we can blame everything, and we can point fingers at every circumstance and everything that comes down the pike. But I can tell you today, if we're not growing for the glory of God, if we're not doing all that we can for the cause of Christ, there is no one to blame but self. You and I can learn a lesson from these mustard seeds, because you see, when they're handled right and things are right around them, all will be well. If we would just learn and have the mindset in our lives that God has got this, praise His name, we can know and all will be well. All. Not some, but all will be well. I believe, dear friends, that you and I are conditioned and you and I are blessed to be able to thrive. I thought about all these things and I began to look at the parable that Jesus gave in Mark chapter 4 when he talked about the sower going out to sow, and he talked about the harsh elements and the poor conditions. But you see, dear friends, her Lord didn't stop there. For he tells us in Mark 4, in verse number 20, he says, "And these that are which are sown on good ground, such hear the word and receive it and bring forth." What's it bring forth? It brings forth 30-fold, some 60, some 100. What Jesus is saying is that God the Father is putting things together and making things right for every blood-bought believer to produce and to glorify the holy name of God. People says, "Well, I just ain't where I need to be and ain't doing what I need to do." Well, dear friends, we have not because we ask not. We today look to our Lord, who's willing to help us, who's willing to lead us, who's willing to guide us and direct us. You see, dear friends, this little pack of mustard seeds are dependent on their environment. They're dependent on the conditions around them. They have no say-so in any way, form, or fashion. But praise be to God, we're much more than a pack of mustard seeds. Praise His name. We're the children of the God, the children of the Lord. And you today are endless in your potential. Listen, if the world don't see the fruit in you, Where is it going to see it? Because the world brings forth corrupt fruit. And I thought about that so much, how that God has designed us and provided for us and enabled us to grow strong and vibrant in His Word. You know what Jesus said? Jesus, in the Gospel of John in chapter 17, on the very night that He spoke those words of the vine and the branches to His disciples, He says, I have glorified Thee on the earth. I have finished the work which Thou givest Me to do. What Jesus was saying, I have filled My potential. I've reached the heights of Your will, and I bring glory to Your name. You say, but Lynn, I can't do it on my own. It's not God's will for any of us to do it on our own. That's why that Jesus said, I am the vine, and ye are the branches. Praise be to God. I'm connected through the blood. Connected to Him. I'm connected to Him. Because without Him, I would spiritually shrivel up and fade away. But praise His glorious name. Whether I got a bad back, whether I got a headache, no matter what may be coming my way, I can look to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of my faith, and praise His name. He'll bless me to thrive. To grow. You know something? Plants are grown in seasons. Jesus spoke about the seasons. He told His followers to look upon the fields. They were white. They're ready for harvest. Jesus spoke about all those things because He knew there was work to be done. To do all we can. To be all we can be for the glory of God makes a difference in this old cruel, sinful world. You know something today? If we're not fruit bearers, there's a problem. You may can blame Washington. You may can blame your job. You may can blame family. But rest assured of this, friends, the conditions are right. The conditions are right. You plant these mustard seeds, the winds are not always calm. Sometimes they're robust winds. Sometimes the temperature's not always warm. Sometimes it may be a little cool. Sometimes the soil may be a little dry, and sometimes it may be a little too wet. But when the conditions all come together, things begin to happen. When things come together in your life and in my life, praise God, things begin to happen. Then you and I can do all we can do and be all we can be for the glory of the Lord. This is what He decided. This is what He desired for His disciples as they were making their way to the Garden of Gethsemane. He said, I am the vine. Ye are the branches. What Jesus was saying, you're connected with Me. You cannot because you feel not. But if you look to Me and allow Me, I will bless you. I will help you. I'll enable you, praise God, to grow. You look up here in these woods, and you see this big old mighty oak tree. Big old mighty oak tree. Big, tall, strong, vibrant. Withstand storms. Standing tall against all types of elements. You know what? Tree started from a little old nut about the size of a dime. Started small, but it got big. It growed and it thrived, and today we look at it in awe and see how that no matter what came its way, it stood the test. Well, the same holds true for a child of God who had the seed of salvation in his or her life. The Lord has blessed us and enabled us to grow tall and vibrant and strong to glorify his name. Bible teaches us that if we don't praise, that the rocks will cry out. I don't know about you, but I want no rock talking for me. I want to praise him myself. I don't want praise for Lynn. I want praise for him. I can tell you today, we all have an opportunity and a potential to be judged for Jesus. But because we're unwilling to embrace what he's given to us, many of us are small and very minute. But it doesn't have to be that. We today can be the very best we possibly can be. Did those disciples believe it on their way to that garden? Oh, they were so troubled. They half heard what he even said. They were troubled. They were very distraught. But as time would elapse, God would develop. And things would thrive. And I thought about how that you and I are to do all we can do for the glory of God. You plant these mustard seeds that was up here just a few moments ago. You plant those mustard seeds, they will do all they can to produce. They will do all they can to fulfill their potential. You know, dear friends, I believe that it is God's will that we have a desire in our heart to fulfill our potential. That we have a desire to do all we can do and to be all we can be for the glory of God. You see, if I wasn't connected, I'd be full of doubt. But because I'm connected, I'm assured. The Lord wanted to assure those disciples. The Lord wants to assure us today. The Lord wants us to have confidence, not just in Him, but confidence in ourselves. Can never do anything. The Bible teaches us in Philippians 4 and 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The one who strengthens, the one who blesses, the one who governs your life is willing to produce. Paul, the great apostle Paul, this great man of faith, talked about the Christian character that is produced by the Holy Spirit. In Galatians chapter number 5, Paul began to expound on what true people of faith can produce who has a desire in their heart to be all they can be and to do all they can do. The Bible tells us in Galatians chapter number 5, verses 22 and 23, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Are you producing love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith? Are you meek? You have temperance? Is all these things fruits that we're producing? It can be. It can be. You know why and how it can be? Because the conditions is right. We blood-bought believers have been planted on good ground. We blood-bought believers have been put in an environment so that we can thrive.
we that are blood-bought believers, how the sun not only shining upon us, but that we're connected to the source who is the sun. I am the vine, and you are the branches. My prayer is today, dear friends, that you and I are branches who is striving to produce for the glory of God. To do all we can. To do all we can. There ain't many of us farmers anymore. Feel safe to say that very few of us grow a garden. I know Brother Ray did, and Colton and Reed did for a while. You know, without farmers and people who's willing to grow, we would go mighty hungry. You asked young people, where does corn come from? They'll say, a can. You ask the world where help comes from, and they'll say, well, this dude I know. You ask the Christian where help comes from, he'll say, from the Lord God Almighty. The world around us needs to see the fruit that we have the potential to produce. The world around us needs to see what God desires to do in our lives. So let us today, men, women, boys, and girls, let us today have a desire in our heart to do all we can, when we can, for the glory of the Lord. Let's stand to her.